We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Rob Archer. In for Chris Edens, our top local story. The LA County Coroner's autopsy got an 18-year-old man who sheriff's deputies shot after a foot chase near Gardena confirms that he died of multiple gunshots to the back. It was also the finding of an independent examination ordered by Andres Guardado's family. The coroner's report also classifies Guardado's death last month as a homicide. Deputies say they began chasing Guardado after he displayed a weapon, although his family says he was unarmed. Medical examiner Dr. Jonathan Lucas says he released the autopsy in the interest of the public's right to know, despite a hold placed by Sheriff Alex Villanueva. Three LAPD officers expected to turn themselves in today after being charged with felonies for allegedly filing false reports that put innocent citizens into a state database of gang members and gang associates. Many other officers are also under investigation for similar actions. Prosecutors say the three officers who've been charged would pull drivers and pedestrians over on the street and then submit fake interview cards indicating that those people had admitted to having gang connections. The officer is accused of doing that. The most could face more than 30 years behind bars if he's convicted on all accounts. The family of Robert Fuller, the 24-year-old black man found hanging in Palmdale, is responding this morning to the L.A. County Sheriff's Department final ruling that his death was a suicide. Fuller's family and civil rights activists say the sheriff's and coroner's departments were too quick to rule out foul play, and a reinvestigation revealed that Fuller's history of mental illness and suicidal thoughts. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says rumors often spread faster than facts.
They should not translate lack of information with a conspiracy or trying to settle that, because they're just pursuing their own political agendas and they're not interested in allaying fears from the community.
After Fuller's body was found last month, there were street protests outside Palmdale City Hall. The future of horse racing for the year at Los Alamitos is the focus of tense debate this morning. It follows an unusual number of racehorse deaths.
Horse racing has continued at Los Alamitos track during the pandemic. For the year, 19 horses have died during races or during training at Los Alamitos. The California Horse Racing Board meeting now, hearing public comment, some of it related to the pandemic, saying for that reason alone, racing should be halted.
COVID-19 cases are surging in California. As we know, Los Alamitos was the only track in California that did not suspend live racing.
Board members also hearing from people who've raced on the track, horse owners who say the track is not to blame.
Of Los Alamitos is sort of the standard of all the track surfaces. And that is the safest racing surface that I've trained on.
California's Horse Racing Board holding this emergency meeting. It could end with them halting racing at Los Alamitos. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Long Beach police are asking for the public's help as they continue to investigate a shooting that killed three people and injured nine others at a Halloween party last year.
8 months later, detectives believe there were multiple suspects involved. Long Beach Police Chief Robert Luna.
At this time, detectives have identified three possible vehicles. We believe the suspects responsible for this shooting traveled from North Long Beach before making their way to the shooting location in the 2700 block of East 7th Street.
He described the vehicles as a late 90s white Toyota 4Runner with gray trim, a silver Chrysler PT Cruiser from the early 2000s, and a white Toyota RAV4 late 90s or 2000s.
We need the public's help to identify suspects and the vehicle license plate number. Even a small amount of information can significantly help our investigation.
Chief Luna says they believe the suspects may be gang members, but there was no gang affiliation with any of the victims. A $40,000 reward is being offered for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of those involved. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The LA Teachers Union says with a big spike in COVID-19 infections, the LA School District should continue with online instruction and not bring students back to campuses.
LA Unified has not yet made a final decision over whether to have kids learning from home or possibly having them learn from home part of the time and learn from school part of the time in smaller classes with social distancing. The teachers union wants everything 100% online when school starts next month, and a member of its bargaining team called on the district to make that happen.
We are asking the district not to reopen schools physically, but to instead focus negotiations on a robust distance learning program for the fall of 2020.
And the union wants a decision now so teachers and families can start preparing for the new school year. LAUSD officials would not comment. In downtown L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
New statewide poll shows parents are stressed and divided about whether to send their kids back to school for in-person classes. Dan Schnurer directs the California Community Poll and tells KNX 4 in 10 parents think schools should continue with 100% online learning.
Californians are very reluctant to go back to the type of five-day-a-week, full-day school schedule that their children enjoyed prior to the shutdown. Fewer than 2 out of 10 Californians want to see a return to that, at least until the pandemic is under better control.
Poll conducted for 3 ethnic community groups, including the L.A. Urban League. Schnurer tells us the poll finds a lot of confusion as parents get a wide range of advice from local and national leaders. West L.A. being harder hit by the virus than most of the rest of Southern California. In June, the area south of Westwood experienced a 400% increase in new infections over the month before. That's compared to a 48% increase in the same period for L.A. County as a whole. USC's Crosstown Data Project also found that the rate of new cases has increased since July 1st.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.